Hello, and welcome to Improvised D&D, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast that puts three intrepid heroes from the local Adventurers Guild on an epic quest that is created on the spot. I am the Dungeon Master, Nate Doninger, and I am joined by our ensemble cast members tonight, Bailey Bacorny and Georgie Caldwell.
Hey!
As well as our adventuring party, which one of them might seem familiar.
That's me, Magnar Tinforge. I am forcibly out of retirement. I am a dwarven tinkerer. That's all I'm going to give you.
Sup? I'm Belfast McBelfast. I'm an orc bard. I play music, I go on adventures, and I peaked in high school.
Yes, and I'm Neb, the very small wizard. In this party, you might call me the feminine mystique. But another thing about me, you know, in my younger days, I was a professional baker, but I was just so good at baking that I decided to take up a wizarding night school in my elder years, and now I'm a very accomplished necromancer, so can't wait to go on this adventure with you guys. So excited.
We would like to take this time to thank all of our listeners for joining us. And if you love our podcast, please come see our show. We perform this very similar format at the Otherworld Theater every Sunday night at 7 p.m. And you might ask, what makes this improv? What makes this improv is I have no control of the NPCs as the Dungeon Master. Thank you, Bailey. Thank you, Georgie.
You're welcome.
Okay.
And I'm sorry.
And we have to talk about the dice. The modifiers that are usually in D&D have been removed. So, whatever we roll on the dice is the number we take. So with that in mind, and without further ado, let's dive into our adventure. We find our heroes at the Valley of the Soldiers. Once a place of military importance, the entire site is now abandoned and overgrown with greenery. The party has been contacted to investigate strange reports of activity throughout the valley, with a handsome reward to compensate. We now join our heroes at the entrance to the valley.
The Valley of the Soldiers. I've heard tale of this place. Have you?
Yeah, nothing good, though.
Nothing good, that's true.
Yeah, the grass is red from the blood of slain enemies.
And the statues of soldiers are all broken down now. A different time. From when it was, you know, pretty and nice and all the soldiers' statues looked cool.
Yeah, it was more peaceful when they were here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Which is kind of odd.
As you all walk towards the entrance of the valley, you come upon a large gate, which kind of appears to be the only throughway through this fortified perimeter. And you notice, actually, roll perception. All of you.
I got an 11.
9.
I got a 12.
Okay. So you kind of see that this gate is freshly breached, maybe about a week old at most. You can't tell exactly what caused the damage, but it does look like this wasn't breached, years ago.
So it looks like we can just walk right in, right? Somebody already did the hard part for us.
This is wrought iron that has literally been bent.
Yeah, something big and strong must have done it.
Very big and strong.
That's true, yep.
Like troll strong.
You think I'm scared, Belfast? You think Neb, the very small wizard, is scared of anything?
I think I'm scared of big troll.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Why? You can easily take him down.
Big trolls used to bully the crap out of me.
Do you want to talk about
it? Hey, wait. Like a troll named Big Troll, or like,
his name was Big Troll.
Big Troll.
Big Troll.
It was troll for bigger troll.
Tell us about it, Belfast. How did it make you feel in your heart?
It was always in the hallways after biology class. I'd be scooting away, just learning about how the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. Coming upon my locker, I would open it, and there would be Big Troll. Right behind me, wearing yellow spandex pants. He'd grab me by the head and he'd be like, "Hey, Belfast, what's 6 plus 7? And I'd be like, 13. And then he'd punch me in the face.
Oh.
He did that for a year straight every day.
I gently take Belfast's hand. you need to cry, it's okay.
I don't need to cry.
Okay, I let go.
Dungeon Master, I continue to walk on.
Yes. You guys continue to walk. It descends into the valley. It's kind of a sunny day. It's a nice, balmy, sunny day. And you notice that this valley is covered in this dense woodland, these tall redwood trees. But the first thing that you notice is kind of a small clearing where a watchtower is posted.
Seems quiet.
Too quiet?
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah, we're adventurers. Yeah.
We are adventurers, that's true.
I pull from my bag of junk a highly sensitive telescope to see if I can see anything up on the watchtower.
Sure. Roll a perception check.
Four.
Your telescope kind of pokes your eye.
I gently take Bagnar's hand. If you need to cry, it's okay.
It was in high school. I was at the dwarf science fair, and I tried to make a telescope.
Oh, I meant about your hurt eye, but we could also get into this.
Oh, no, I poked my eye then.
I give you a gentle pat on the back. Can I roll for emotional support?
Yes, please roll for emotional support.
Oh, that is a four.
No.
Ah, my other eye.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. My hands are just flailing about. Classic Nib.
Oh, I put my goggles on.
DM, I'd like to roll investigation in the watchtower to see if I could find any signs of struggle.
Okay. As you begin to climb the ladder, please roll investigation.
That's a one.
You fall down the ladder.
Oh, no!
My butt.
I very gently take Belfast's hand.
No, it's okay. Okay, there's no
I'm sorry.
Fell from a ladder.
I'm just here for you.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Okay.
Can we all agree that just high school sucks?
Yeah, high school just sucks in general.
Yeah. In general.
Not everything we do has to be a very special episode.
I will say, Halfling High School is really fun, actually.
Tell us about it.
Well, you know, it's just all your friends and you're all relaxing and learning lessons day by day. And you're always, there's always something new to talk about. And at second breakfast, everyone gets together and sings songs. It's just fun.
You were the most popular, weren't you?
I'm well loved.
I can see it.
Yeah. Well, you know, but that was in my younger days. Now in my twilight years, many people think that necromancy is bad in my village. So it's not really the same. I'm sort of the black sheep, if you will. Oh, wish someone would take my hand.
Nah.
I start to climb up the watchtower.
Roll an athletics check as you begin to climb this ladder.
Seven.
You kind of fall a little bit. But you're able to grasp the rings of the ladder with your hands and climb up fully.
Yeah, I'm okay. It's all good. I'm okay down here. I'm coming. I also climb the ladder.
You do. And as you get to the top of the watchtower, the first thing you notice, it's very cold up here. And as you look inside, please roll a perception check.
10.
There it is. As you look inside, the entire inside of this watchtower is covered with ice. And in a corner, you find a beheaded corpse of a guard.
Oh,
I like to roll for pillage.
Sure.
3.
Yeah, not much.
Dungeon Master, I would like to roll for stealth while they talk about their high school lives and pillage poorly.
Yes, little woodland friend.
That's a 5.
5.
I trip in black robes, a dark elf with a crossbow that is currently, he's having a lot of trouble loading.
you guys hear lots of struggling noises and grunts as a nearby individual is having trouble with a weapon.
Having trouble with your crossbow? There, let me help you out.
Hello. What are you doing in the Valley of Soldiers? Are you here to loot the corpses like the rest of these grave robbers?
I put the helmet back on the beheaded soldier. No. I'd like to roll persuasion on that.
Yes, please roll persuasion.
13.
Ooh.
I can see that you were merely doing service to him by shining the helmet and returning it to its rightful place.
You bet.
See, my name is Alrandathar. I am a ranger. I've come here to search for the cause of the ruin of this land, my people. What are you guys here for?
You know, we were called to investigate. We are a couple of explorers. Yes, but I'm not going to tell you my name because I don't trust you.
So mysterious.
I'll say.
Arandathal?
Alrandathar.
Alrandathar.
Yes.
Hey, can I call you Al?
You can call me Randy.
Okay, Randy, do you know anything about the big old bent bars in the beginning of the gates there?
I know that there are dark forces that seek to find the ancient powers that lie within this valley, the powers that may have yielded the ruin that we find ourselves standing upon.
Wait, right. Say that again. Wait, who's the...
Randy, you gotta...
I'm sorry, do you want me to be less mysterious?
Yeah, can we just get creepy? And it's cold up here.
I'm sorry, I received my training of mysteriousness in the Underdark. I was taught to be very cryptic and metaphorical, but you're asking that I just be a little more to the point.
Just be Randy.
Give me your elevator pitch.
Just be real.
Dungeon Master, I would like to roll for confidence.
Yes, please roll a performance.
That's an 11.
Okay, he looks like he's sweating a little bit.
Sorry. When I tried to just be Randy in high school, I was made fun of, and they're like, why aren't you more mysterious, Randy? Tell us more about it.
Yeah, I gently take Alrandathar's hand.
I also tank his hand.
Oh.
I start to pillage that soldier again.
Well, you know, I don't know you guys enough to really unpack this, but I will get to the point. There is a dark organization known as the Claw.
The Claw?
And there are ancient arcane secrets in this valley. And I believe that the wizards that were trying to harness this magic for their own benefit may have found their ruin within it.
Oh.
That wasn't too cryptic, right? That made sense.
No, I think that made a lot of sense.
They found a ruin?
Alrandathar, you feel a sting on the back of your neck.
Oh.
And the party watches as Alrandathar's veins turn black.
Uh-oh.
Randy.
He's teetering towards the edge of the watchtower.
I'd like to use life transference to steal his soul before his body falls off of the watchtower.
What?
As Alrandathar kind of is falling over the ledge, his soul is taken into Nev's jar.
Ah, woof. We were almost about to lose a precious resource. I put the jar into my bag.
And you also hear the thud of a body hitting the ground in many pieces.
Oh, well, that's all I needed to know about all of this.
Dungeon Master, I'd like to loot the body.
You have to go all the way back down.
I'll climb down first, and I'll loot the body.
Roll investigation.
Rolling investigation. That's two.
You find body parts.
Oh. Well, bring those up for me.
You had a clavicle. Pretty good clavicle.
Yeah, I want that.
Dungeon Master, is... On top of this watchtower, can we see the rest of the valley?
Yes, you see this valley. It's about several miles in diameter.
I believe Randy talked about some sort of ruin. Can I see any huge structures off in the distance, walking distance?
Roll investigation.
One.
You forgot where you are.
You're having some bad rolls.
Yeah, you're really bad during the day. He's better at night because he can fly into North Star.
I have a confession to make.
I take his hand.
Things aren't going too well at home, and I feel like I'm bringing it to work. And this is really not, you know, good for you.
No.
So I want to take the step and say apologize. I'm going through some stuff.
Magnar, I do want to say I heard a study that says if you bring negative energy into the workspace, it actually does negatively affect everyone in that workspace. So really, you need to learn to, you know, either work through it or bottle it up before coming to work. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we don't have an HR department.
I get that.
I am the HR department.
Oh.
Yeah. Well.
Okay. Like I said, we don't have a real HR department.
Very funny.
All right. Well, I'll try. I'll bottle it up.
Cool. Before we depart, I would like to take the crossbow that he had so I could dual wield it like a badass.
That's very cool.
Because I also have a crossbow, and now I have two crossbows.
I would, you know, we're missing something here. We've got a decapitated body.
Yeah, how did his head fall off when it came? That's like you fell off the watchtower and the head just kind of exploded when it hit the ground.
As the HR, maybe you should investigate because I've tried it twice.
You're
right. And it ain't working.
I would like to use Speak to Dead to get up in this corpse's area and see if he has any. I did say get up in that corpse's area, didn't I?
That's very HR of you.
Yeah, a classic mistake. So I would like to get very close to this corpse's body to whisper questions to it.
As you cast your spell, the head of this corpse floats in midair, animating with life.
Oh, hello, sweetie. Oh, little honey pie.
Oh, hello.
I have a few questions for you. How did your head come to be removed from your body, my sweet little corpse?
With a big old blade.
Oh, no. Did you see who done it?
I did. It was the bad guys. The bad guys came up here, and I was up here eating a tiny sandwich made of all crusts of bread and some meat I done dried out, and then they came...
I'd like to
wait, hold on. Wait, he dried out the meat. Hold on. What kind of? What was your drying out process? Because I have like a little plastic bag.
Hey,
I like to, what do you do? No, this is important.
You can't speak
so
to dead Belfast.
In the valley of the soldiers, there's a big old deer that I've been hunting my whole life. And I finally got it with my crossbow, and then I skinned it and took its insides out, and then I went to the very bottom of the watchtower and strung it up, and then I salted it, and then I salted it some more.
Dungeon Master, I'd like to use a history roll to see if I know who these bad guys are.
Sure.
Well, that's an 11.
An 11. You've heard of bad guys before.
They came in the middle of the night when I was having my midnight snack, and I did not like them, and they ruined my night by murdering me.
Oh.
Neb, yes. You mentioned bad guys. Were they wearing, like, wizardry stuff?
Yeah,
like,
I was going to ask. Excuse me, guard. Were these bad guys wearing any special colors, robes, maybe pointy hats?
Yes, they were not wearing the pointy hats. They were wearing, like, a all the way around hat.
Like a bee?
Brim?
Like a bee mask?
I don't think it was a bee. It was much bigger than bees.
Would that be like a hood?
No, it was like all the way down.
Like a tent? They were wearing tent hats.
Yes, and that's how I didn't see the blade come at me.
Wait, were you wearing the tent hat?
No, I was eating a sandwich.
That's right.
Okay.
They were very bad. Their cloak. Hat tent was like a black, but like a scariest black I've ever seen.
Like Vanta black? That's the black that no light could actually penetrate.
Say it again.
Vanta black.
Yes, it was like a venti Vanta black.
Mr. Guard.
You can call me David the Sandwich Maker.
Oh, David of the Sandwich Makers, yes. So tell me, David, did you see how many of these tent hat wearers?
Oh, it was like a swarm of them. They were just so many. And all coming for me.
A swarm, like bees.
No, they were so much bigger than bees.
Okay. Where did they originate?
Probably their parents.
No, I meant where did they come from?
Oh, yeah. On the very far side of the Valley of the Soldiers. There is great ruin that goes to the depths of humanity and orc vanity and elf vanity and vanity fairest of all. And then from there they come escarity.
Got it. Okay, that's all we need to know from you.
Wait. You had a crossbow? Where is it?
Did you check my body?
Where's your body?
I'm a floating head now. I'm in the afterlife.
Smell for it.
It doesn't smell like a sandwich.
I will say, humans are notoriously bad at smelling things.
Fine. I just want to get as many crossbows as I can.
If you'd like to get my crossbow, check next to my body.
I I stop using speak to the dead, and I jump up like a little basketball player, and I grab the head out of the sky, and I toss it out the window because I thought it'd be funny.
Make an athletics check.
Okay. That's a one.
So as you go to grab this head, a wind gust actually blows the head out the nearest window, and it goes sailing to the ground.
Oh, no. Oh, that's what I was trying to do the whole time.
Sure.
So let's head towards the other end of the valley and see what happens, right?
I get it. Let's head towards the other end of the valley.
What are you going?
You're
no.
You're so funny,
Magnar. No, I wasn't trying to be funny.
I hold your hand.
I am.
Gently.
Listen, it's nice that you're using humor to try to cope with your troubles, but you don't have to do that here.
No, I was just trying to.
Let's go.
Hey, wait for me.
As the three party members continue through this woodland, Neb, please make a survival check.
Oh, no. That's a three.
A three.
We're really rolling bad here.
You kind of trip on a few branches. And you kind of get hit by a few thorny bushes.
Whoa.
And you don't notice much as you continue your journey.
Everything is fine, but I'm a little scratched up. I wish someone would, you know, give me some emotional support.
I take Neb's hand and I reach from my bag of junk some ointment and I give it to her and say, you probably... You can use this.
I need that. Magnar, that was very kind of you. I'm very grateful for our co-workership and our colleagueship, and I feel like we're going to have a very fruitful employee relationship together. HR points for me. How many HR points do I get, Dungeon Master?
Roll a d20.
All right. That is a one. That's a straight up one.
You've been fired from HR many times.
Aw, rats.
If I may interject, company bylines and policies say that HR is not allowed to accept tokens or gifts from people they oversee.
Oh my gosh, you're right. I can't believe I forgot that. That's the number one rule of HR. Magnar, I'm so sorry about this. I give back the ointment. I didn't use it. My hands covered in scratches are bleeding onto the ground, but I give it back because I want to be a good candidate for the future HR team.
I forcibly take the ointment, shove it in my bag, and say, fine.
Oh my god, I can't believe this.
I trot off. Hurley.
Magnar, roll a d20 as you trot off.
18.
18. Magnar, as you're, you know, doing what you do when you when you run away from a party, you come across a camp, a big camp.
Whoa.
And what you notice about this camp, there are corpses floating and gliding through air. And these cloaked corpses look intimidating, but they also look very dead.
Hey, Magnar, wait up!
Shh!
Oh. Magnar!
Yeah, Magnar!
Magnar!
No, hey,
we're sorry!
Over here!
Oh, yes.
Duck!
I duck.
I also duck.
There's floating.
Oh
yeah, you know, look
what
at that.
The heck?
Wow.
Sorry, we were just so caught up in missing you. We were just so
no,
scared.
No, eyes on the prize.
Okay, yes. Oh. So, wow, look at those corpses. That's, you know, if I could show you guys my bedroom right now, you'd say, that looks just like Ned's bedroom.
Okay. Policy 2 of the bylines is that you are not allowed to talk about your bedroom.
Oh, my God.
Because it could be implied as, you know.
I can't believe I made that mistake again. I just want to be good at HR. I just want it so bad. And you're right. I just keep messing up every chance I get.
I'm not feeling safe or represented.
Oh, my God. I walk away. I'm just too embarrassed.
DM, have they noticed us yet?
These corpses, nothing in this camp is alive.
I roll perception on the corpses to see if I can recognize their uniforms.
Okay, roll an investigation check.
That's a 7.
Seven. You do notice one of them has some yellow spandex under his black cloak.
OMFG.
What's above?
That's
what's above about it?
That's canary yellow number 21.
Belfast, why? Just don't walk towards them. We don't know what's going on.
I walk towards the corpse, befuddled Belfast, at what I see.
Belfast, as you walk through this kind of invisible vortex of energy, as all of these things in this camp swirl in midair, you see a dog tag on this cloaked figure, and in quotation marks, it says, Big Troll.
Big Troll, in quotation marks. That was his nickname, which was also his name. He was very confusing.
You gotta speak up. We're still back over here by the bushes.
This is the dude who bullied me.
Oh my gosh! I come back. Do you need me to hug you? Do you need a hug right now?
No,
because I'll do it.
I roll.
It's fine.
I roll to punch it in the nards.
Make an attack roll.
One.
As you try to use your new crossbow, you jam it so much though that it is no longer functioning.
Oh, dude, no wonder he was having trouble loading this.
Oh my gosh, this is crazy. How could a figure from your past be here right now in this moment? It seems like someone might have specially made this trap just for us. And I love corpses, so that's like just for me. And then, you know, Magnar loves machinery, so...
Wait, you're right. I walk over to one of the tents. There's a bunch of gears in this tent.
What?
This is weird.
This is crazy.
I got a bad feeling
Neb,
about this.
With your halfling senses, you easily smell fresh bread coming from a nearby tent.
Oh, is it second breakfast time already? Friends, I smell bread from one of these tents, and my nose says we go left.
Dungeon Master, do we smell bread?
Make a perception check.
14?
14.
18.
With your senses, you don't get the smell of bread. Magnar, you get the smell of just hot iron being quenched in water.
You smell bread? I smell hot iron, but to the center at this tent.
Wait, Dungeon Master, do I also smell the iron, or do I only smell the bread?
You seem to only smell the bread, but coming from a similar tent.
Dungeon Master, what do I smell?
Well, roll a perception check.
Probably
I did. I got an 18.
An 18? You smell spandex.
I smell stretchy, stretchy spandex. Something that a hair metal band would wear. It smells like Vaseline.
My friends, I think that we are all being tempted by our favorite smells to go to the tent over there, shall we?
I'm going to use my good crossbow to shoot the tent. Because it's a tent, because this all sounds like a triddly trap.
Please roll it. Make an attack roll.
Attack roll on the tent. 16.
16. You lock and load an arrow and fire it at this tent, and it punctures it.
Great.
No sound.
I shoot again.
Wait,
make another attack roll.
Okay.
7.
So, and this one goes a little wide.
All right, one more try. Shoot it again. 8.
8. It was a little closer than the last one, but still goes wide.
Neb, this is all he has, so I figure like he needs to get this out before we continue.
Yeah.
Hey,
one more shot.
Okay, Belfast, or we could...
10.
10. You shoot this arrow, and it just barely punctures the canvas at the top of the tent.
Set. Do you feel comfortable
now? Do you feel
now?
Good? Do you feel like you got it down?
I don't think it's a trap.
The jimmies? The shakes?
You got the gag zoots out of you?
The zoomers?
The chibi wow-wows.
The blip and a half.
I forget that you both are very old.
I mean, we did the Lindy Hop.
Magnar, how old are you, Magnar?
I'm, well, a gentleman never tells.
Oh,
but,
okay. I apologize. But
no,
HR person should know. But
you really should. No, I'm about 472 years young.
I'm 172 years young, but you know, in halfling years, that is towards the end of the life.
Yeah, well, no, I'm ready to check out at any minute. To be perfectly honest.
Funny.
Yeah,
we're so similar.
Do you remember when lavender was big.
Oh my god, it has never left my mind. Oh, it's etched in there.
Oh, so, but these kids, they don't know.
They're not going to remember the lavender age, you know. But that's okay. You know, Belfast, you just won't understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm 38, yes.
Yeah, it's a different time.
It is a different time.
Yeah, but you know, when you reach our age, you will appreciate the things that have passed in your life.
Right. Yeah, and sorry, I mean, lavender may have been cool for you folks, but chamomile's where it's at.
These kids. Oh man, chamomile, like that's a real flavor. Come on.
It is real. It's a real flavor. God. It's very refreshing and relaxing.
Oh man.
Oh, I needed that. Oh god.
I think I'm crying. Chamomile tears.
Let's go to the tent.
Yeah, okay, so I would like to use investigation on the tent to see if there are any traps.
Okay, yes, please roll investigation before you enter.
Well, that's a 13.
A 13. Neb, you see no physical or any arcane traps that you can detect.
I say we go right in there. It seems all good, good to me.
I'll go with that.
Yeah.
Are you okay, Belfast? Hey.
Let's just go in. I mean, it could be a trap. It could kill us out. Let's just go in. You know, chamomile tea, lavender, you know. It's okay.
We don't.
I shot it with the crossbow. Yeah.
It's your generation that shoots first and asks questions later.
That is true.
Okay, Loomer. Let's go.
What? I'm sorry. Because
we used to use looms.
Yeah, no, I get no.
Was that a dig?
No, that was a dig.
I'm sorry. Did you finally catch up?
Whoa!
Did the tortoise finally catch up?
Oh.
I don't,
Magnar, what do we, I don't even know what to say.
Come on, let's go before your retirement actually kicks in. Which is like, what, 20 minutes? Nice. I gave myself a high five.
I'm gonna let that one slide.
Yeah, I guess I just, you know.
Because I'm on the clock.
Yeah,
but
and.
You better watch yourself.
Let's just say, if you're close to retirement, you've got a lot in your retirement fund. So basically, we are locked and loaded.
Oh, yeah. So. I've done something with my life.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
Yeah.
Bardo?
I own a house.
Yeah.
How is it
sleeping at your parents' place?
It's good. We play dominoes every Friday.
You're still paying off those student loans for Bard College.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It wasn't like 6 pence when I went there.
It's a different time.
Yeah, and also we invested in our futures more wisely instead of the artistic route. But
yep,
you know,
and took marriage more seriously.
Oh, let's go in here. Let's
go.
All right, let's just go.
The three of you. enter the tent after about 30 minutes go by. And the first thing you notice when you walk in, this tent is only filled with a large mirror on the opposing side.
Do we see our reflections in the mirror? Can I roll a perception?
Sure, yes. Please roll a perception.
20.
Natural 20, yes. So, Magnar, as you enter this tent, you just kind of lock on to that mirror. And you see a younger version of yourself. And Neb and Belfast, you also see a younger version of Magnar.
Do we see ourselves?
You don't see yourselves. You don't even see the inside of the tent being reflected.
Oh my god, look how much hair was on your chest.
I was a god among dwarfs. I reach my hand to the mirror.
Magnar, take 8 necrotic damage.
I don't know why I rolled either. My hand starts to shrivel.
Magnar, is everything okay?
Your hand is shriveling.
Like you took 8 necrotic damage.
I can't stop looking. I run towards the mirror.
While he's running, I pick up a nearby bucket and slam it on the mirror.
Make an attack roll.
Good thing that bucket was there.
2.
Belfast, you kind of hit Neb as you start.
That's what you get.
Dungeon Master, am I okay?
Neb, it was just a bucket. You're okay.
What the fuck?
Magnar, as you run into this mirror, you, Belfast, and you, Neb, watch Magnar disappear. And now Magnar is in the mirror, almost trapped.
What the heck? Magnar, can you hear us?
Can you hear us?
What? Magnar's trapped.
Sounds like he's trapped.
I guess Belfast, we'll have to work together to save Magnar.
Okay.
The way you said that makes me think that you don't trust me.
I mean, you just dissed my entire generation.
Yeah, you're right. You know what?
Well, suddenly, we need our help now. Oh, no.
Well, you mean you need my help, too. You don't want to save Magnar?
Yeah,
that's what's wrong with your generation.
Stop bickering.
Okay, you're right. You're right, Magnar. All right. You plus me equals free Magnar. Let's go.
All right.
I have no ideas. Yeah, I'd like to roll Arcana to see if I could figure out what's going on with this dang mirror.
Okay, roll Arcana as you investigate this mirror.
It's a 2. What the heck? I really hate this die. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, looks like a nice mirror.
This looks like a nice mirror.
Huh. Interesting. Dungeon Master, are reflections in this mirror at all?
No, this mirror has now almost turned into a glass prison.
Interesting.
What if we break it? Oh, Magnar does not like that idea.
No, because if we break it, we might actually trap him in the mirror dimension.
What if, okay, I'm going to use, how about I use a necrotic blast? Because that's what he was hurt with. So maybe a necrotic blast plus necrotic equals
erotic.
Free your friend. Don't say erotic. My HR manual says that that is inappropriate.
Oh.
All right. So I would like to use a necrotic blast to try and break open the mirror and get Magnar out.
Okay, roll an attack roll.
That's 17.
17. Neb, as you twist this necrotic spell with your fingers and send it soaring at this mirror, it collides with the glass, and it has a small shatter right where the impact was.
Magnar, can you climb out through that hole?
I put my hand, the shriveled up hand, out and show a thumbs down.
Ah.
Magnar.
What?
Magnar, on your end, you begin to hear sounds of your past.
What?
Magnar, you've been such a bad boy.
Oh my.
Magnar, come here.
Mom? Magnar. Dad?
It is us.
No.
The parents you abandoned in the cave.
No, I didn't. I had to leave.
Oh.
Magnar, you were such a good boy.
Such a good boy. Until he left us in
no,
the cave.
No, I had to tin forge my own destiny, and you knew that.
Oh, tin forge his own destiny. More like tin leave us to die.
Alone.
Ooh,
we didn't get a single letter from you.
Not even one call from a bird.
It was a bird shortage.
Kept making those pies you loved so much.
And I kept crafting all those little automatons that looked like you, but none of them were enough.
Make a wisdom saving throw, Magnar.
18.
18, Magnar. As these ghosts of your past begin encroaching upon you, you're able to kind of keep your wits about you, giving Neb and Belfast more time to free you.
Okay.
All right, I have an idea.
Okay.
So we made this tiny hole.
Yes.
So I remember in physics in high school,
yeah,
where if you create suction through a
tiny hole.
Like in space, you could compress the thing.
And have them shoot through the tiny hole.
So if we put our mouths on the hole and give it suction,
we can suck him out. Yes, of course. That's what they always say.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, let's do it. Your mouth, my mouth,
hole. I put my mouth around the tiny hole. Whoa.
I also put my mouth around the tiny hole.
Oh. Yes, both of you roll d20s.
Mine's an 8.
That's 7.
So both of you are just kind of like drooling over this mirror.
Magnar.
Our friends are pretty stupid.
Magnar.
Yeah, that's why they need me. That's why I do what I do. I save quote-unquote adventurers from, you know, actually getting stuff done. That's Magnar's legacy.
Well, excuse our tongue.
Guys, I can just see your tongue through that little crevasse on my side. It's not good.
Okay.
Dungeon Master, I'd like to use my black tentacles to siphon life force from Magnar.
Oh, Magnar, make another wisdom saving throw.
Four,
Magnar.
I place them on his cheeks like his father did. What's the matter, son? Are you not going to stay with us now?
Yeah.
Magnar, don't you remember your mother? You look so small and underfed. Do you want
you
a tiny
eat.
Little pie?
I initiate combat to
okay.
my ghost parents.
Okay. And going first in that combat will be Magnar.
I build an automaton to ghost blast these beasts from either another realm or at least farther enough for me to kind of regain my wits.
Okay, please roll.
18.
18. Magnar, you quickly forge this phoenix automaton, and this phoenix automaton flies forward and almost ignites these spirits away from me.
Ghost blaster, initiate.
Oh no, I'm on fire.
I loved birds.
Dungeon
Maggie.
Master, our true lich forms arise. The skin of his parents falls from us, revealing our demonic and decrepit forms.
Goddamn liches.
It's
Dungeon
not
Master,
our fault.
Can
we
I
were
put
just
my...
born this way.
Can I put my staff through the tiny hole and use life transference to maybe suck some lich energy into my jars?
How about you and Belfast roll another d20 to see how much progress you've made with your holes?
7.
19!
Neb, yes, very good. So, yeah. Neb, with enough space opened up, you shove your staff into the tiny hole, and you're able to get enough of your magic through to cause... Neb, you're able to take your staff and shove it through the tiny hole, causing your necrotic magic to disrupt the energy in this
no.
glass mirror, shattering
oh
it from the inside.
No. Oh, necromancy's at it again.
How did she know? The mirror is our phylactery. How did she know? Dungeon Master, I'm sucked into her staff.
Oh, Dungeon Master, I crawl into that staff with all my might.
Okay, and then I take my staff and transmit the energy into one of my tiny jars. A signature nebism.
Wait, Neb.
Yes?
If you suck them out, then you could probably suck Magnar out using your staff and pop him back here.
You're right. Is Magnar still stuck in there, or did I shatter the glass?
As Magnar is still kind of standing there, the mirror is actually beginning to kind of melt away.
Fabulous. I'll use life transference just to suck Magnar. Well, you know, I'm only going to suck his soul, Belfast, actually. I would leave his body as a husk.
Oh.
You know, I'm just going to leave him be. I'm sure the mirror
will...
Yeah, it's going to be fine.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
I'll just keep these souls for later. But two lich souls, that's like quite a collection. Can you believe?
And as the glass becomes liquid, Magnar, in a pool of reflective fluid, you are now back on the material plane.
Magnar! We run and we hug him. Or at least I do. I don't know what Belfast does.
I'll go.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Lynch's. That was the worst.
We kiss him gently on the cheeks.
You've now been reborn.
Explains why I'm half naked. Dungeon Master, where'd my pants go?
Roll a history check.
12.
12. They are in the now liquided mirror.
Mirror pants, of course.
Mirror pants.
I'd like to construct pants.
Yes, please roll for that.
18.
18. Magnar, you make better pants.
Athletic fit.
All right, maybe there's something cool with looming.
Magnar, I just want to apologize for telling you to bottle up your feelings earlier, because clearly it made you get so bottled up that you went inside a magic mirror and had to fight your lich parents. So let's talk about this. What's going on at home, buddy? Let's sit down. I'd like to conjure some scones.
Roll for the quality.
Oh, come on, man. 18.
These are phenomenal scones,
hello.
You guys.
Hello. They're very small moist. Wizard scones here. Come on. Okay.
My eldest son, Bort, is leaving.
What?
He decided not to be an adventurer, and he's going solo. He won't tell me what, and he was my special boy, and I just felt like I failed him.
I pulled Belfast aside. Belfast, you're young like his son. Why don't you talk to him about, you know, being young and how you have to find yourself and stuff? Give him some words of encouragement.
Sure.
We come back.
I'm still eating these scones.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Orange currant.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah. A lemon glaze.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, I like a little citrus.
Mm, that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey there, Magnar. You know,
yeah.
You got to let your son Bort.
Such a funny name.
You got to let your son Bort.
No, it's a family name.
I'm sorry. I heard that. I know. I'm sorry. I just can't help it. It's not a halfling name, and I just am laughing. You know, that was insensitive to me. I'm never going to be an HR person. Jesus.
You got to let him find his own way. You got to let him tin forge his own path. You can't tin forge his path for him.
Like I did with my folks.
Yeah. I heard a little bit about what happened. You put him in a retirement cave?
Yeah. It was a nice one. Like, they were supposed to check on him every solstice.
Winter and summer solstice?
I didn't have that kind of money back then, so it was just the summer.
Yeah, Belfast, it was a different time.
It was a different time.
You wouldn't understand.
It was the great,
Lavender Depression.
Right, I remember there used to only be two seasons, and now four seasons.
Yeah, it's
well,
too
because
many seasons.
It's too many. No, I mean, it used to be 17 seasons, but then we had to, you know, bring everything down a little bit.
Yeah, it was too many seasons.
Too many seasons.
All I'm saying is, like, however your parents were like for you, if you're like the way they were to your Bort.
Such a good. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It is insensitive.
Then. He might want to put you in a retirement cave and not want to take care of you and your toilet ears.
Your toilet ears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you give him his own space, maybe he'll give you space in return down the line.
And he won't repeat the sins of the father?
Yeah.
You know, for such a whippersnapper, you got a lot of knowledge up in that noggin of yours.
Yeah. You're very accomplished.
I take from my my bag of junk, and I give him a crossbow. This was from the Great Lavender Wars.
A Sleekman 9000?
Yeah, yeah. I actually killed it. Killed Sleekman for it before he made the 9001.
You killed Ronald Sleekman?
Yeah. I mean, I used to be a badass. And it's yours now.
Wow, this has double rapid fire.
Okay, hey, don't point that at bad guys.
And it also has advantage against several creatures. Maybe.
Yeah, what do you think, DM?
Yeah, somewhere in the sky, someone is glaring at you as you say that.
So much advantage with this weapon.
The sun's out and it's glaring at us.
I guess it's a bright new day for us.
So, just use it wisely, that's all I ask.
I'm so glad that we got you out of that mirror and that
Me
we're
too.
All together and we've worked through our demons and I guess everything's just okay.
Dungeon Master, large stomping can be heard outside.
I hear some large stomping outside.
And a roar.
Okay, maybe we only solved one problem when there are probably many more in this valley.
At least a segment of three.
Oh,
returns from the dead. Where are you, nerds?
Guess we better fight. I pull out my staff.
I pull down my goggles.
And I pull out this very broken weapon. Broken in the way that it's gonna break the game.
You hear smelling.
I remember that smell.
I remember.
Is that Belfast McBelfast?
Is that Big Troll?
Dungeon Master, I lift the tent and I rip it off the ground.
Yes, Big Troll, make an athletics check.
11.
11. So you lift it off the ground and you try to throw it over your shoulder, but it kind of just beautifully floats to the ground.
Belfast, things have changed. You have friends.
Yeah, I do have friends. I've always had friends.
I guess things are changing all over. I am also an undead creature. I know not how I've achieved my life again, but I know I'm going to use it.
I
reach down and I try to give Belfast a wedgie.
Oh, make an attack roll.
It's a 10.
10. Belfast, as this large creature puts his hand down your pants and pulls your underwear so high above your head and stretches it so it is stuck.
Why did I wear a thong today?
He's giving him the big Commodore.
The big Commodore from high school.
His favorite. Oh, wait. I meant mine.
Whoa. Before he gets any more bad, I'd like to use Command Undead to try and take control of this big troll.
As Neb begins to cast her spell and Belfast is crying in agony and Magnar looks like he's unsure exactly what's happening in front of him. We will find out next episode.
Ooh, this is the arc where we go all dark and gritty. Everyone, thank you so much for listening to Arc 2, Episode 1 of Improvised D&D. If you're coming back, that means so much. And if you're here new, welcome to Improvised D&D. We do fun stuff like tiny hole things. And remember, word of mouth packs all of the punch of a 9th level advertising spell into a cantrip, baby. No spell slots. So we would love you forever if you might pass this along to someone you think might enjoy such epic mystery and tiny hole jokes. And it would mean a lot to us as a beginning podcast if you could rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. And if it's something like Spotify where they don't let you do it, you could go on a super secret clandestine rate and review mission over enemy lines into rival podcasting territory. We've also got all the social media pages. We're on Twitter and Instagram as Improvised D&D, that's the word and. And we're also on Facebook as Out on a Whims Improvised D&D. That's ampersand because they let us use it. We're also brewing up a sweet Patreon page with all kinds of extra goodies. Magnar was played by Mike Hover. Neb the Very Small Wizard was played by Lauren Kincaid. And Belfast McBelfast was played by Michael Coyne. And to satisfy the great audio beast, Hoggrast, our intro song was by Tim Beek. Call to Swords. All of our ambience tracks are done by Michael Gelfi, and that sweet little piano and violin song where Magnar opened up to his compatriots is just called Background Piano and Violin Instrumental Music by Vino Rimaldo. Their information in our description. This is Quill Havencrest signing off. Search for Signs of the Apocalypse. There might be one behind you. Probably not. Goodbye!